The world's largest container ship at Britain's largest container port. The Everalot arrived on Thursday and normally would be long gone by now, but strike action by Felixstowe's 1,900 dock workers has stopped operations. The Unite Union says a recently increased offer of a 7% pay rise doesn't keep pace with spiralling inflation. It's seeking a double-digit raise that it says would share surging corporate profits, $71 million at last count, more equitably with the workers.
Now, unfortunately, we've yet to be given an offer which we think we can take back and which reflects our members' aspirations. And talking to our members today, and you know, which we're in a position to do, as you can see, we've had that message sent back to us loud and clear.
Felixstowe Port says it was reminded in recent days by the Bank of England of the inflationary effects of big pay rises. The port company accuses the union of using the workers in a national struggle.
On average, for our workers, this is an extra £3,500 in cash to them each year. The action that they're taking now that Unite is making them take, and Unite haven't put this offer to our workers, but the action that Unite is making them take is actually going to take the best part of £1,000 out of their pocket.
The question is how far the effects of this shutdown will ripple through the UK economy. The port says the effects will be manageable, pointing to the lessons learned during the supply chain disruption of the pandemic. Certainly the Everalot isn't going anywhere anytime soon, and some industry analysis suggests other container shippers are already offloading their cargo in Europe instead of the UK. The union accepts there will be major disruption and says that it could carry out further strikes as it seeks what it says is a fair deal. Up the road in Ipswich, Adam Scott's printing and embroidery business relies on imported materials, textiles, ink and vinyl. He supports the right to strike, but is worried about further shocks to a supply chain that's already stretched and only getting costlier.
Historically, where we'd have maybe two price rises a year, sort of 2-3%, something like that, we're now looking at 8-10% price rises monthly from our suppliers. So it's a challenging environment for us over the last sort of year.
This Sunday's cargo at Felixstowe was restricted to day trippers. All sides are settling in for a long wait for this dispute to be resolved, and it's just one among many. A long summer of industrial action and economic uncertainty isn't yet over. Harry Fawcett, Al Jazeera, Felixstowe.
Let's bring in Jas Khalra. He is a senior supply chain manager at the engineering and management consultancy Arcadis. He joins us now from Newcastle. Thank you very much for your time. What is this going to mean then for delivery times and for the supply chain?
So this is going to impact supply chains majorly. I mean, they're going to cause increase in two ways. So one, increase in delivery times, so delays in terms of the shipment, and increase in cost, because the longer the ships are in the sea, the longer it's going to cost to keep them there. So, and it's going to cause a further backlog. Some reports say just to clear the backlog, it would take 24 days, which is way more than what we experienced last year, you know, when Ever Given was stuck at Suez Canal. So it is going to cause problems, particularly in two major industries. So if we know about what's being what trades at Felixstowe, it's mostly around automotive industry and computers. So these two industries are already struggling from the recent semiconductor chip shortage. So that would add to the costs. So which is already, you know, it will add to the cost of an economy which is already struggling with inflation. So that would be a major issue.
Could this lead to not just delays, but I guess to more demand?
Absolutely, absolutely. So this is something, you know, in supply chain, it's called something called a bullwhip effect. So what happens is that when situations like these arise, it creates uncertainty, and then organizations overreact. So what really happens is that they start inserting more slack in the supply chains, right? So by buying more, so they would just try to build up stock and inventories. I mean, the reports have just come that, you know, in the US, Walmart is struggling to write off around $1.5 billion of inventory. So they're just building inventory up to just deal with these issues. And also they try to develop alternate suppliers in a very short amount of time, which is again costing money. So that would cause that. What happens is that when there is a lack of clarity in demand and supply, then, you know, that leads to, again, price increases because, you know, you're paying extra and extra and you're ordering more than you need. And again, as that news reaches to consumers, particularly, you know, if this continues into the autumn, which will affect the holiday season, then that triggers panic buying. So empty shelves, all that, that just causes a big effect throughout the supply chain.
Sure. One of the main complaints that we heard there from the workers was that, you know, the ports are making a lot of money, that the shipping companies are making a lot of money, and that's not being passed on. Is that true? Have the ports been doing particularly well?
Yeah, I mean, particularly, I mean, from the last year and even before that, we know that the cost of logistics, the total cost of logistics has risen because the world has woken up to the fragility of global supply chains. So in order to make sure that the trade between nations functions very well, people, organizations are paying a premium. And also the seafarers, because now they don't want to enter into long-term contracts. They don't know how long are they going to be stuck at the sea. They are charging more and more. So that is just overall causing a rise in the industry. And also, I mean, this is the industry which is almost always operating at 100% capacity. So it rarely has any spare capacity. So that's, I mean, they are making a lot of money. And there are reports that it's you know, that these organizations are profitable, but that's not passed on to the workers, particularly when, you know, they're struggling with a double-digit rise in inflation in recent times.
All right. Hey, thank you very much for your analysis there, for breaking it down for us. That was great. Jas Kalra, the Senior Supply Chain Manager at Arcadis.
Thank you very much.